problem. One second. I'm just calling someone.
Hello.
Hi, LaDonna. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. When she got here, she started doing my foot and didn't clock in until 10:16, but she's been here since before 10. Is there any way we can fix her, or should she just stay late?
Yeah, sure. I'll fix it for her. You want me to change it to 10 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Okay. I will fix it over 1 minute. I'm just looking at your schedule, making sure everything looks good for billing this week. One second. Now, she didn't work on Saturday, right?
No, we did it in... No, wait a minute. I don't know. Did she? No, because we had 18... No, she did. We split it up for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday so she can have the fourth off.
Oh, I hear. 1 minute. Let me look at that.
Yeah, it should be an extra hour, 2 hours, 2 days, and the last day should have been an extra 30 minutes.
So 10. Oh, you're right. We did split that up. Let's delete it. So you spoke with me about this because I see I changed the schedule.
Yes, I did talk to you about it.
Okay, great. Let me just see. I see the two visits at the end of the month are being flagged as overtime. I want to make sure that...
Because you told me to do 8 hours on Monday and Tuesday, the 29th and 23rd. So that was 16 plus the other 4 days. It should be like 34 hours or something. It should be under 40 hours.
No, I'm not saying it's not overtime. Looking at the end of the month, meaning with the authorized hours that you're given. It looks like our schedule is a little over. I'm just looking at it. Let me see.
Oh, well, I mean, because that's what we were told.
Yeah, no problem. 1 second. 4 plus 4 plus 4. Okay, it's a little bit over. Let me see how I can. The schedule's over by a little bit, so 1 second. We have for July 114.5 divided by 31 times 7 is 25. Now we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're doing 6 days a week usually.
Yeah, I mean, can we actually change it to 5 days a week for the hours that I get?
25, sure. 25.
And then you just gotta make the schedule so we know what hours to work.
Mm-hmm. So that would be, let's see, 5 hours, and then 1 day, 5 hours, and 45 minutes. Let me just update it.
That's what I was doing before.
So we're going to do 10 until 15, 10 to 15. Wait, you want to do 5 hours instead of 5 days instead of six, right?
Yeah, the 4.5 hours a day, we're going to do it instead of in 6 days, we'll do it in 5 days. Is that all right?
Yeah, let me tell you how it works then. What you would do is you would do 5 hours, meaning 10 to 3, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Friday it would be 10 to 3:45. We're going to add an extra 45 minutes on that last day.
Okay, can we do it opposite and put it on Monday?
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem. 15:45.
You know, Friday, kids, you know, they want to get their check and go do what they gotta do.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. No problem. I'll put it on to Monday. So it's going to be Monday from 10 to 3:45 and then Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 3 p.m.
Okay. I mean, I know that she's been clocking like a minute or two early because I wouldn't want to be late, you know. Did that add up or something?
So the reason why I'm adding these extra hours, like the more time on the last day of the month, just so you know, is because it has to go in increments of 15.
Yeah.
So that's why it has 45 minutes other days. But it's not, if she clocks in 2 minutes early, it's not going to make a difference. It's going to run to 10. So I see all her days are 10.
Okay. I was just making sure, you know, because like today she actually got here at 9 something. And so we were doing stuff and then she forgot to clock in at 10.
Oh, I hear. Yeah, so I'll fix that for her. I mean, see, she could stay 15 minutes later if she wants to, whatever she wants.
Okay, well, let's just have you fix it.
Okay.
And then just leaves on time because what if we forget and then she's whatever, you know, it's easier if you just do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that.
So how was your fourth?
It was really nice. How about yours?
I didn't go nowhere, but I mean, our neighbor was like, oh my God. They filled up both dumpsters on our side of the street and their side of the street with fireworks. I mean, they hit like really, it was like explosions, man. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
My sister took pictures and everything. I mean, we've spent money on fireworks before, but we've never spent nothing like that. I mean, they were huge. They were like at the 4th of July down at the river kind of fireworks.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well,
it's good to watch, you know? You get to do it for free.
Yeah, I only do it on... I watch them on YouTube Live because I don't go out in the dark.
Right. I hear that. All right, so I fix your schedule for you. If you ever have any questions, then give me a call.
All right, thank you, Sarah. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.